The FIFA World Cup is more than a soccer showcase. It's big business, with the 2022 men's tournament in Qatar engaging 5 billion fans across all media, from linear TV to digital and social media, according to FIFA, soccer's world governing body. With 2,345 stores across Canada, Mexico, and the US, Home Depot wants to build on that audience for the 2026 World Cup. "You don't get many opportunities where you have a North America-wide event happening of this scale," said Doug Graham, Vice President of E-Commerce and Marketing for Home Depot Canada. "It's a big-ticket investment. The rarity of this kind of event is pretty special," Graham added. "And you don't get many chances at it. It's one of those pieces that you look at, and if you start thinking about it economically, it can make you a little bit tense. But then you start thinking about it emotionally, what it means to the country and the countries, not just in North America but across the world to people. It's a pretty special opportunity." According to its 2023 to 2026 budget, FIFA is anticipating US$2.693 billion from marketing rights. TV marketing rights are set at US$4.264 billion, and hospitality rights, ticket sales, at US$3.097 billion. Global Data, in its The Business of the 2022 FIFA World Cup report, says total FIFA sponsorship revenue was estimated to be US$1.7 billion in 2022, with FIFA and the Qatar World Cup boasting 27 unique partnerships. Major sponsorships with FIFA for a four-year World Cup cycle typically run to nine figures, the Associated Press reported. There is little that FIFA hasn't monetized around the newly expanded 48-team, 104-game men's tournament, which comes with various levels of sponsorship, each providing their own menu of access and opportunities. Home Depot has signed on as a FIFA World Cup tournament supporter, a third level after the top-tier FIFA partners and secondary World Cup sponsors. FIFA partners include Aramco, Adidas, Coca-Cola, Hyundai, Kia, Lenovo, Qatar Airlines, and Visa. Sponsors include McDonald's, Mengniu Dairy, Unilever, Bank of America, Lay's, and Verizon. Rocket Cargo was announced last month as the 2026 tournament's official logistics provider, becoming the event's first tournament supporter. Home Depot is the second. Graham sees his sponsorship deal as a partnership with customers, employees, and vendors. "Because it is that point of connection that we're looking for," he said. "Every brand wants to be connected to its customers." Home Depot is also in negotiations to become a host city supporter in Atlanta, which serves as its headquarters. Host city supporters are a new category of sponsorship created for the 2026 tournament, allowing each of the 16 host cities to bring on board 10 local sponsors who have marketing rights across the province or state. Home Depot also becomes the official home improvement retail supporter of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Graham says Canadians will start seeing more tournament-related content in its advertising starting next year before ramping up in 2026. "There's nothing that I can recall that would be bigger than this for us," said Graham. "So when you think about the scale of what's going to happen in 2026, I think it'll be a long time before we get to anything that will beat it out." In addition to wrapping advertising around the event, Home Depot will also be able to use its tournament access to reward employees and manufacturers, as well as its Home Depot Canada Foundation, with tickets and other perks. "This will play a role in just about everything we do going in towards 2026, said Graham. Home Depot bills itself as the world's largest home improvement retailer, with 182 of its stores in Canada. Home Depot co-founder Arthur M. Blank, through AMB Sports and Entertainment, owns the NFL's Atlanta Falcons and Major League Soccer's Atlanta United, as well as their Mercedes-Benz Stadium home. Follow at Neil M. Davidson on X platform. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 4, 2024. Neil Davidson, The Canadian Press.